News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The government shutdown, not the only issue in Washington, as the debt ceiling is being discussed by several lawmakers. Fox News Radio's Chad Pergram has the latest from the Capitol.
The debt ceiling, the total amount of red ink that the federal government can carry at any one time, is starting to come a little closer, sneaking just a little bit closer, and that's what really worries people. It's worrying senior House and Senate Republicans, because you have some of the most conservative members in their conference who are saying, look, we're not so sure that this deadline of the 17th of October, if that's the real deadline. And John Fleming, Republican congressman from Louisiana, one of the most conservative members in the House, says, just shoot straight with us. He said, tell us what the real deadline is. Well, Treasury has done so. There are people who are saying that's not the real deadline, and they might be willing to play with fire on that. And if this bleeds a little longer, that's a problem.
That October 17th deadline to raise the nation's debt limit is approaching the one-week mark, and the current limit is $16.7 trillion, with a T, dollars. Tomorrow happens to be the third anniversary of the disappearance of a Wausau woman, Stephanie Lowe. Now, this case, still under investigation by Wausau police, but they don't have a whole lot of clues on this one. They do have a person of interest, and it's Christopher Torgerson, but he remains in prison on other charges, and we really don't know if he's directly tied to the disappearance of Stephanie Lowe. Officials do believe Lowe was murdered the night of her disappearance, 3 years ago tomorrow, and that her body was removed from a residence on Thomas Street in Wausau. Other than that, police are not commenting. The Obama administration has announced that it's cutting hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Egypt. Fox News' Chris Foster has more.
It's a response to the Egyptian military removing President Mohamed Morsi from power and taking over in July, sometimes violently cracking down on protests since. Not all aid is being cut. This is mostly cash and some military systems.
Picking up and leaving town and walking away from this relationship wouldn't be good for the Egyptian people.
State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf, the move's not meant to be permanent. Aid could be reinstated if Egypt moves toward a more inclusive, freely elected government. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Problems still reported with that internet site where people are supposed to get their health insurance under Obamacare. The healthcare.gov site crashed several times yesterday, and it's been crashing quite often ever since then. Milwaukee's health department says it's tried for over a week to help hundreds of people get their online purchasing done. Not one client could finish the process. Insurers are getting business from the online exchanges. Anthem Blue Cross says it's had unprecedented interest on its own website, plus the heavy volume of phone callers from those waiting to sign up. A 31-year veteran of the Wisconsin legislature is going to give it up at the end of next year. Senate Democrat Bob Jauch from Poplar in far northwest Wisconsin said today that he would not seek re-election for the fall next year. The 67-year-old Jauch was first put into the Assembly in 1982. 4 years later, he was voted into the state Senate and has been re-elected six more times since. There's a bill headed to the state Senate that could help parents protect their children from identity theft. That legislation, which passed the state assembly on a voice vote, gives parents the option of freezing their child's credit. State Representative Andre Jacques from DePere said kids are 35 times more likely than adults to have their identity stolen.
As technology has advanced and as we have more and more breaches of our personal data, that seems to be an easy line of attack. I was just astonished when I heard 1 in 40 households having a child with their credit stolen.
A freeze can stop someone from trying to take out a new line of credit, such as a bank loan or a credit card, using the child's social security number. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy sky, turning clear, it'll be quiet and a low of 46 degrees. Thursday will be sunny, but it'll turn partly cloudy. Stay pleasant all day, high of 73. Clear and mild Thursday night, down to 49. Breezy on Friday, but it will be sunny early, increasing clouds late in the afternoon. High 72. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.